Hey everybody, welcome to another show of Tony's Show. And today, I guess we should give it a date. It's February 23rd, 2020. Wow, this month has blown by. It's just been... just been incredible, really, that we've had such a speedy month, but February usually is, and we've had all kinds of anomalous weather this month, and I expect that this is going to be the norm. We talked about what is normal in today's time. Normal is being chemtrailed. Normal is being genetically engineered. Normal is being genetically modified. Normal is dealing with synthetic biology. Normal is being exposed to nanoparticulates, which create nanopoisoning, which cause autoimmune disorders. Normal is being vaccinated with microchips and microtechnology and nanotechnology that can now be utilized to implant a program into a person so that it's an expediency to be able to terminate them at any given time. That's normal. Normal is having corrupt politics. Normal is having corrupt religion. Normal is having people in authority and leadership, in regardless of spiritual matters, political matters, public matters, deceiving and weaving, pedophiling children, raping little kids, consuming them. This is normal. That's what it means to be normal in today's times. Normal also is going to a doctor, getting a prescription for a specific health condition or an ailment, taking the medication, and that the medication does either absolutely nothing or further exacerbates the health condition. That's normal. Normal is going into a health food store, buying vitamins and supplements that have high levels of excipient components to them that make them either lethal, neutral, or expensive, that do very little, offer a lot, and do nothing. That's normal. I think I covered all the bases. Oh, the main one, going to a job that you really hate, making little money doing something you don't really want to like doing, but you have no choice because this is what's required to have a income coming in on a low scale, overworked, the whole concept of a job being way overrated, and being miserable, going to a place you hate going to, making so little money, working so hard. That is normal. Welcome to the world of normal. And the reason why I'm getting into all this is because we've all been taught concepts and principles and ideologies, not truths, concepts and ideologies that make us and lead us to believe that those things are true because we act like they are. And in reality, they're nothing, they're further from the truth, and they entrap us in a falsehood that keeps on misleading us and misdirecting us over and over and over. I was talking to somebody earlier tonight, and we were talking about bullying. Now, we get the idea that bullying is you go to school and the meanest person in the area starts picking on people that are smaller or weaker than they are and starts antagonizing them, and we would call that person a bully. But the biggest bully that we have, that we all face, is the government. It is the bully. Corporations, they are the bullies. Okay, if we say something in regarding to transsexuality, the government will bully us by enforcing regulations on us that have nothing to do with anything other than to enforce a policy that they are forcing on everybody else. That's being a bully. When we're looking at a forced vaccination program, and I'm talking to Canada here, we have in Canada, under the federal guidelines, the right to refuse a vaccination. They're not mandatory. You can opt out of a vaccination on either spiritual principles or religious religious obligations. I can't think of the word. And you can look it up. You can go on the federal site, get the exemption forms, and they'll give you the two ways out of it. Now, BC is trying to take away your right of exemptions. They are being a bully. They are not following the charter. They're not following the concept that we are protected under the Queen. They are trying to cross the line and further taking away our rights. That's being a bully. So when we're looking at stuff like that, the only way you put down a bully is you stand up to the bully. Win, lose, or draw, make it count so that if there is any more antagonism, that bully will think twice before entangling themselves with you, because they'll know they've been into a scrap, they know they've been into a fight, and they know that it's going to hurt them in getting themselves involved in you in any way, shape, or form. Now, you got to be willing to take the shot, you got to be willing to take the hit, and you got to be willing to let them have it as hard as you can give it to them, irrespective of the consequences to them. That's the way it goes. That's how it is. That's the way the game is played. Nobody wants to get into a brawl. Nobody wants to get into a fight, not normally. It's not about going into a fight and getting into a fight. It's about basically standing up for what's right and what's yours. And when we have a government in Canada, federal or provincial, that tries to enact laws and regulations that violate the Charter of Rights, violate the fact that we're protected under the Crown, then this is a bullying tactic. Now, the same thing is going on with the medical. They're trying to push their drugs. They're trying to push their vaccines. And if you refuse to give your child a vaccine, the medical institutions and the government will bully the parents. We need to pay attention to this. This needs to really be heavily considered. Some people still have this idea, this cozy notion that the government in Canada is here to protect us. Let me set the record straight there. If you really believe that the government is there to protect us, go take a walk on the wild side on a reservation and see what's going on in some of these reservations throughout our country here in Canada. You'll find that being taken care of by the government means leaving you in utter destitution. That's what it means, leaving you in utter states of diseases, and then forcing inducing to the people the pathologies that they want them to be vaccinated against. Take a walk on the wild side. You'll see that our government isn't here to protect us. Every time we turn around, we're being taxed. Every time we turn around, we're being hosed on some level or other. And then the money that they're taking from us is being used against us. That's being a bully. I'm pointing all this out and getting to a point, because I have to sort of set the stage on this. And I have to set the stage on the fact that Asians have been targeted with this carnivirus. Only Asians. Now, if someone said today that there's been an incident in France or some part in Europe, I said, were they Asian? You know, were they of the Asian background? Did they go to Asia? You know, because the only ones that have had this so far are Asians, so far. They've targeted them, and now they have to wear these masks and all these things. And they're being bullied by their own government, by their own Chinese government. And the Chinese government has had help in developing this nano biosynthetic program that they've created out of a lab. If you do your homework and you do some research, you'll find that a lot of pathologies and a lot of health issues came out of a lab. They didn't just happen overnight. They didn't just happen out of some bizarre freak of nature. All of a sudden a bat or a snake or a kangaroo or a rat or a mouse or a chimpanzee, you know, somehow was able to transfer that genome from their bodies to your bodies. It doesn't work that way. Never has, but this is the excuse that they give everybody because people are stupid. Nobody reads anymore. Too busy watching Netflix, too busy watching the sports channel, too busy taking the time to deal with those things that are super, super, super important. Your health. Your health is probably should be the top of the crop for protecting and maintaining and sustaining. But now we have particulates that are being introduced into the food supply, into the air, and into the vaccines, and into the medications, into the vitamins that people are buying and spending hard-earned money on. This is going on as well in the hijacking. This is why it's imperative that you read all the labels, everything on the label. Not only the main components, but the excipients that are also on the bottles. Because you may find that the excipients that they're putting into these bottles can cause major mayhem. Now, I found some articles on silica and how they're using silica in the medical field. And one of the ways they're using silica in the medical field is they're taking silica and they're using it as a conduit to carry the payload to the specific region of the body that may be afflicted. This is going on for quite some time. So when we're looking at the things we're buying, the things we're being prescribed, the things that we're getting injected with, read the labels. Follow what's going on. Because anything that has silica to it, nano-wise, does not work with us on any level. In fact, there was another doctor, someone posted that, saying that silica actually binds to the intestinal region. So much for passing through. And it can cause an anti-nutrient effect to occur into the body. This is important that you understand the nature of the silica, even the carbon. You know what the difference between carbon and silica is? One is organic and one is inorganic. Can you imagine that? An inorganic something and an organic something. When you do the comparison, they're very ideal for conducting energy. Both of them are conducted at the same level. So when we're looking at these frequencies, we're looking at whatever we're consuming, anything that we're consuming, we need to understand what is going on with those excipients. Somebody was making mention of magnesium stearate. All that is magnesium and stearic acid. That's it. And the heart uses both of them. But if the colon is congested with nanoparticulates, or if the nanoparticulates have translocated through the colon, through the stomach lining, and throughout some other part of your body, it's a quadruple whammy. The body breaks down. The organs start to shut down. The organs break down, okay, and the whole process of detoxification can be a long and drawn detox because of the nature of what you consumed. If the silica coats the body, that means it's attaching itself to something that you've eaten that might have had a metallic element to them, or they may have been around, for instance, using technology that may resonate at a certain frequency that could possibly be a problem with some of these supplements that you're taking as far as activation. There's a lot of things that we have to take in consideration today, a lot of things. So when we're looking at even what we're buying today and seeing some of the things that are going on, especially like the silica and the carbon, they're both superconductors. They both offset each other's weaknesses. You know, they allow them, they make, there's a device I was looking at they made. But you can make a lot of things with this material, the carbon and the silica, and create a conductive, if you're looking for a power transfer or any kind of energy transfer, it would be one of the ways to go. But now we're back to, you know, the different means and ends to cause problems to your health. Let me read some of the stuff that I have found. Nanotechnology in biochemical warfare. They're explaining here how, again, using specific materials in the body, or in the field, can cause a more pronounced effect in the kill game. And it's important that you understand that kill game is what it's all about. So if you can take a nanotechnology to amplify the kill game and to minimize the kill losses on your side, that's the way they're going to go. So when you're looking at the kill game today, and we're using nanotechnology in the kill game. Okay, and I'm trying to get you to connect the dots here. Okay, because they basically presented this to everybody. And everybody's still thinking in terms of a virus instead of a program. And I want you to look at what I'm showing you tonight in the different links. So you can understand how this can be made into a lab, from a lab, can be introduced into a general population, and it doesn't take much, and adding the right nanotechnology to whatever composite you put it into can make the composite or the component more lethal in its effect, because the way it's delivered, how it's delivered, where it winds up, and what activates it. See, they will tell you time and time and time again that everything they're doing is for your benefit. Your benefit. Can you imagine that? That the government of your respective country really gives a shit about you? They don't. They won't. They don't care. They won't care. If you're dead, they collect on your insurance, the insurance policy they took out on you. If you're dead, they can take the organs that are in your body and harvest them for sale. Because you can see, they've got you pegged for death and money that they can be made. There's no shortage of cash. It's just, there's a shortage of intellect. Allowing specific things to take place, allowing ones to be bullied, to be infected. Can you imagine that? A respective government, infecting its own population with a synthetic pathology created out of the lab, be activated by a frequency from a cell phone to a cell tower, released into the general population so that at a given time, they can deactivate you or overactivate you with this tech. They come collect a body, bury you for a couple thousand, make a couple hundred thousand, and life is good for the government. That's how it's done. The way they've directed business and the way they've directed the conduit of currency, it all leads to at the expense of somebody else. If you want to be rich, you got to step on other people. It's the way it goes. If you want to be very powerfully affluential, then you step on everyone. You make few friends. You make certain coalitions with other people with coils and whatnot. You develop whatever autonomy you can with each person that you come across with. And again, exchange phone numbers. And then when you go back to your respective dwellings, you now have contacts that you can work with to build what needs to be built, to come up with ideas and solutions to the current crisis we're dealing with today. From food, water, and air, where these are all crisis matters. And the impact that everybody makes on a single or a collective can have strong echoes going throughout because of what is being done or accessed. So it's important that you understand how to take things apart, how to put them back together, how to activate them, how to make them work, and understand how if you can build something that can do these things, imagine what the government has. So what I'm talking about tonight, it's all about connecting the dots, not just seeing the articles as they present them to you, but seeing the articles in the way that the presentation should come to you. So that when you're reading something and you understand it, it's not just about saying, oh, this is good for me. Oh, I just read it does this. Oh, this has got to be good for me. New life like biomaterial self-regenerates and has a metabolism. Okay, this is considered a synthetic life that can now restore itself and has its own biological function. Can you imagine that? What's next? Oh, perhaps it's you taking your organs and attaching this technology to your personage and seeing if they can bring that part of you back to life. This is what we're dealing with today. These are the things we're dealing with today. These are the things that they are creating. That's why you need to understand what's going on with nanobiology. If anybody tells you to take any kind of nanometal, and I don't care what it is, nano copper, nano silver, nano gold, you know, whatever the nano is, if they're telling you to make a component with a nanometal like nano copper, run like hell from them. A, these people don't have a clue. They're stupid. They're basically shooting off the rhetoric from some other agency that came out of, I believe, Iran, saying that this is what they use to make their copper tubings and things. So they are now propagating copper, and then the guy was making the formula there with the copper tubing, and he made a nano copper, and then he drank it. See, these things are not going to hit you all at once. It's a gradual overloading of the body, and once the body gets to a certain point, you're saturated. So it'd be to your best interest to make the changes in your diets so that you avoid getting these components inside of you. So you do not become an active player in the game that's going to come. We really have to start thinking about what we're dealing with today regarding to this type of biotech. You know, everything now is connected, including you. Whether you are jacked in or not, you are now connected to a system or society. And in that connection, that allows them to monitor what you buy, where you go, what they can spy on you anytime, any place, through your cell phone or through the towers. So when you're getting anything today, in regarding to whatever it is you're looking at getting, everything is connected in regarding to, if you buy this today, a signal can activate it. If you buy this over here, it can be genetically engineering you. The whole genetic experiment and the whole means of taking us apart is a real deal happening. So when we're looking at creating a synthetic life, even creating a synthetic life, think about these last two things I mentioned. Biomaterial self-regenerates and has a metabolism. Sciences are creating a synthetic life. Mesoporous silica nanoparticles are being used as a synthetic for biowarfare agent. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. A biomaterial that can self-regenerate and has a metabolism. Science creates a synthetic life. You know, what is that saying? Where is that going? Are you going to be around when it's here? These are things you got to look at today. These are things you got to look at today. You know, synthetic biology, engineering living materials, 3D printing hybrid living materials. What's this all saying? What's this all mean? Could it mean? Is it possible? Is it even plausible that everything I just read to you could be used to create a vaccine? And could it occur to you that these things can now be put into the food supply, causing high levels of mutations, again, that can affect you? This is what's happening today. This is where we're at today. This is what's going on today. And now think of it this way. If they've got these components in place, if they got these components in the food supply, in the water table, in the land, which they're putting in the land, you know, in their fertilizers and other things, if they're adding these things to your hygienic products and other food products, this all adds up. This all adds up, and the machinery collects the data on whatever. And if these devices were to ever become free, or somebody could come up and make a modification of a schematic with the right attenuation of the frequency, your brain can now be not only accessed, hacked, but taken over. When you start consuming these components that I mentioned, you know, and you avoid the ones I also mentioned, you may find that the access to you becomes more minimized. The more you draw out the nano from your body, the more you draw out the engineered materials that are in your system, the less access a signal can have on you. And if you insulate the internal sides of whatever it is you have and put your stuff in there, again, it can be protected. So, again, these are some of the things that, you know, I talk about as far as being prepared. So, like I said, when we see all these things happening around you, okay, this is where you need to take heed of what you're going to do next. Because the if you take the wrong move, you get sucked in, you're being taken out. You know, if you make the right move, you avoid it, you come up with alternatives that you can live with and help you live better, and you carry on living. It's important, like I said, it's important. Everything that I'm showing tonight can be used to connect the dots to explain how genetically engineered nanotechnology can get out of a lab. It doesn't get out of a lab, it has to be transported out. Okay, and that's exactly what happened. It was shipped from one place to another. So all these things going on today, the assaults, everything that's happening, our focus has to be on defense and offense, countermeasures. You know, time and time again, I have said that the key to your health is sustaining the mitochondria, sustaining the whole thymus and immune system. But again, in regarding to protecting yourself, protecting what you need to protect, your DNA, your mitochondria, your ATP production, these are all important These are all important. You know, reducing the carbon by using creatine or things that are that have arginine and phosphorus to them. Anything you can do to, again, help yourself in reducing the payload that they've been putting inside your body, that I would encourage as well for you to do. Anyway, this was going to be a short one tonight because I've been running late and I had to get the show up. And I'm fighting a losing battle here, I think, in regarding to sustaining my focus and concentration. I'm doing pretty good, but I'm starting to feel the wrath of the time. So what I want you to do is I want you to check out the links. Check them out. Understand these links. Don't look at them the way they want you to follow. Look at them in this regard and think in these terms. Everything they've ever made in life for the general population has always led to war, and that war was inevitable, and that war garments is what were worn for several years, so for a long time. So this is one of the things that, like I said, you need to look at these things. Don't follow what they tell you. Just read them and connect the dots. How these things that they're telling us today, and how they're all up and up about everything, how they are very lethal, very dangerous, probably already being incorporated and assimilated to whatever constructs it may or may not be about. And again, these things are designed not for our benefit. Anything that has a benefit for you also has a huge amount of a payload that has to be returned. So learn to make these things yourself. Learn to understand how to protect the mitochondria, and again, how to remove some of the carbon in the body. Anything you can extract from the system will go a long way, a long, long way. Alrighty, I'm always talking about some of the people on the network. You got the Yanni on the Aramac channel, and he's had an interview as well. You got Brian396 and a couple of his channels. You got augmentedforce.com and my channel and the BitChute and YouTube. So there's a lot there. Go check it out. Check everything out that you can. See what makes sense to you. Do not allow yourself the luxury of being deceived and manipulated by the status quo, so that you can become more targeted as time goes on. Always learn to protect yourselves in every way, shape, or form. Protect the cells, ATP, the mitochondria, especially your DNA and your chromosome codes. Definitely, everything has to be protected, and you have to be full on in your thoughts of what you're doing. You know, because of what where we're at, the environment we're in is all going to make a difference to whether you stay healthy or you don't. All right, until the next segment, to your health, we'll talk in a bit.